Mike Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers. There's nothing like seeing a top-notch performer while standing next to hundreds of other people, sharing in this singular human experience. But it's unlikely that any of us will be doing that in the near future. And the arts aren't just an integral part of our culture, they're also a huge part of our city's economy. Setting aside ticket sales, independent venues are also tourist destinations that support local restaurants and hotels, among other nearby businesses. If venues remain closed through 2020, they're forecast to lose up to $8.9 billion in revenue. Many of these independent venues may not survive. That's why the National Independent Venue Association was created, to secure funding to keep these venues running. The organization already has more than 1,000 charter members throughout the country, including the Pabst Theater Group here in Milwaukee. In fact, the group's CEO is a founding member of the Venue Association. He joins Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski to talk about why he believes it's important for independent venues to join together.
We were certainly one of the first businesses to close, and we will also most certainly be one of the last businesses to reopen again. You know, the reality is that while all of our revenues have 100% stopped, we still have overhead and expenses that we need to cover. You know, the reality is that we as independent venues represent something different than just ticket sales in every city in America. It's not just about a show put on by a large corporation that sells tickets and then it's over and it's a line item and it's a profit and or a loss and it's over. If you look at us as an example, and that our example is mirrored across the country in thousands of independent venues, you know, our business contributes close to $150 million a year in profits that are generated away from us out into the city of Milwaukee and beyond, to restaurants, to bars, to coffee shops, to hotels. Easy example is that around 31% of the buyers who come to Riverside Theater shows, as an example, come from below the state line in Illinois. So in a weird and strange way, we're almost a more modern version of what the Convention and Visitors Bureau's business actually is in this decade and in this generation. I think if you ask developers, and we were to focus on Milwaukee specific, if you were to ask developers, they would say that since we came to town in 2002, that what we do gave them confidence to build apartments downtown. It gave them confidence, you know, to build hotels downtown. And it's not us alone, but it's what it is the ecosystem of what's created by the work that we do. And again, that's mirrored throughout the country when you look at what happens city after city. That's what allows us to help to give a city, I think, a soul and an identity. We are not just there to, you know, just to sell the tickets. We're there to be a part of the ecosystem of the city.
So with venues being the first to close, as you mentioned, what does your main interim goal look like, you know, and what is this National Independent Venue Association and how did its formation come about?
As independent venues across America, we've never been organized or grouped in a way where we can assist and help each other. And there never has been a more important life or death time. I mean, this is an extinction moment for the independent venues in America. If 6 months from now, it's quite possible, studies have shown from our group and what we've learned, that 90% of the independent venues in America could very well die. So I think that our reaction to understanding that life or death moment and understanding what the impact was of what each of us could do if we work together was the formation of the National Independent Venue Association. It really began the week before Easter, and a lot of people working on Easter Sunday and the Saturday and the work that was done, you know, we were able to obtain funding. We were able to build a website. We were able to reach out and talk to friends and others in the industry. And we worked with Moose at Independent Venue Week, which is incredibly important to be a launching pad for for NEVA. So that was the beginning of the process of saying, what can we do when we work together? The next step was gaining funding so that we'd be able to do more than build a website, but also at the same time, be able to be represented in the places where our voice could be heard. Because look, we've seen in the last few weeks, everybody wants to have their voice heard to our elected officials so that they know what each industry's needs are, because that's their job as elected officials. And one of the oddities of us working towards hiring a lobbying firm to be able to represent us is that we are the independents of the independents. The very mention of SBA and the Small Business Act, if there was a Wikipedia page for it, it should actually show independent concert venues and promoters in America, because this is who we are. We are what small businesses are in America. We employ the people, we kick off business to that around us, and we help to promote and market and to actually start the economies in each of our cities. So we, as independent venues, oddly hired what I think is one of the largest and more powerful lobbying firms in America, the folks at Akin Gump. And we have had a very successful relationship thus far in working with them. One reason, of course, is because they are very good at what they do. The other reason is that the superpower that independent venues have is our database. When my partner Matt Berenger and I first began our business, our goal wasn't just to sell tickets. It was actually to build community. In the act of building community, we have since those days generated a database of 350,000 people that we speak to on a weekly basis. Now, again, multiply that across now the over 1,300 promoters and venues that are in NEVA, and you can see that we have the ability, as we're now represented in 50 states in America, to be able to take a single message of what it is that we're doing and be able to amplify that. The focus of what groups like us do around the country is to be able to work harder as independent venues to be able to make the experience so good that not only customers who come to our venues, but also artists who come to our venues will want to come back again. And art and culture, that's a very important thing to people's lives. While I think that people love the moment and the experience when the lights went up and the artist stepped on stage, and they love that moment during that last song when people were pounding their feet and clapping their hands to get that band to come back for an encore, now even more so, with the inability to actually do it anymore, they can see what's missing from their lives. And it plays an incredibly important role in the creation of community in our society.
Do you think the marketplace you used to exist in needs to change on the other side of this, though? Since things will look different, I mean, guesstimations, maybe concerts and live events will be back the way, quote, they used to in 2021, but say theoretically in August, if our crowd limits are 250 people, does that include counting the staff, backstage, artists, performers, and then the audience? It is an integral part of going to a show, of being with people, being in your community, but that experience will look different for some time.
I think that is the reason why we understand and why we're trying to get the message out that for our venues, this is a life or death situation. When restaurants open up, or when small retail shops open up, or you're able to get your car washed or get your dog bathed, concert venues will not be opened up. And if they are opened up, they'll be opened up on a much smaller scale than most. So look, one of the great fears all of us have is, you know, this idea that people can open up, you know, with a reduced capacity. I think restaurants have the same fear. Look, everybody wants to open up, but the problem is the scale of economy might speak to the fact that operational costs, as well as in our business, the idea that an artist can tour across America and go into scaled down venues, it's going to take a lot longer for our business to start up. Our business will be one that the federal government will have to pay special attention to, and our elected officials, as they look at the potential for funding for businesses, will have to pay special attention to, because in whatever way we do come back, it's going to take us longer to come back, as well as to encourage the community's confidence in, you know, being in large gatherings again. Who wants to rush the stage at the end of the last song and bump into everybody? And while I think most people thought that this would not impact them and they would just go on with their normal lives, I think everyone is feeling, you know, the social distancing impact and understanding that they need to be cautious with this because, you know, people are getting very, very sick and they're dying from this.
So who's going to help create these guidelines to help safely reinstate mass gatherings at concert venues when eventually you all take steps to reopen on some capacity?
Well, I think these things happen at a state level first, and I think that's the way it should be. So far, we've been able to have a good relationship with our governor as performing venues and concert venues. We have a group of venues all across the state of Wisconsin that are meeting together to talk specifically about those things, about opening procedures, about sanitation procedures, and looking at how we, as I'm sure other industries are doing the exact same thing, at how we'll open up. So I think one, it happens on a state level. That's the most important thing. But, you know, in our business, another important factor is that in order for us to do the work that we do, in most cases, artists have to travel from Los Angeles to New York or in some way, shape, or form. So while we look on a state level, we also have to be very much aware that our business happens on a national level and that tours are routed in order to make it affordable for them to be able to do their performances as well.
So in the meantime, what are you as an independent venue and as a part of NEVA doing for your workers who are seasonal or show dependent? And what does communication look like for the Pabst Theater Group in staying connected with patrons who can't physically come into the theater?
Our first reaction, you know, when this happened to us was understanding the greatest impact was to our bartenders, our ushers, our part-time box office people, the people who were show dependent in order to be able to work. So our first reaction was to create a GoFundMe account, but I'm very proud of one, our organization, because we, the work that we do, we try to do it the best we possibly can in every way. And two, I'm very, very proud of our community because I think it speaks volumes that our, when we asked our e-members to respond to helping our show-dependent staff, part-time staff, we were able to, in 9 days, raise $72,000, you know, to be able to, what amounted to, pay a month's worth of salary to our part-time staff for those who had to go on unemployment. So that our first reaction was to do that. I mean, secondly, we have to this date, we're still paying our entire full-time staff to work. And we're still moving forward with in that direction. Of course, how long we'll be able to do that depends upon how long this lasts. And I think we have an understanding that this is going to last for a long time. So I think that for us in working with NEVA, our goal is to be able to let our elected officials know what the potential is if we do not get any stimulus or subsidies for independent venues in America and let them know that there is a likelihood that in 6 months, 90% of them could be gone. I think they need to know what the economic impact is of each of, in each of our cities, in each of our states, of our organization. And I think they need to know the important role that we play in restarting the economy, especially safely restarting the economy, as I'm sure one of their goals ultimately is to take that next step and begin the process of moving forward.
Gary Witt is the CEO of Pabst Theater Group and a founding member of the National Independent Venue Association. He spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski.